It's fantastic, of course it is, you know, and I think that, you know, we have to be seen to be doing things like that. You know, like we said before, we want to try and keep hold of our better players, you know, and I said many times before about Jordan, he is a player that, you know, has got to realise his potential, but he's far better off trying to realise it here than going to a Premier League club and starting his new career in the youth team stroke reserves again, you know, because he's going to be miles behind the first team. But here, he's forging himself towards the first team. You know, and you know, he's not the finished article, and Jordan will accept that. You know, he needs a lot of work still with the boy, but we're prepared to work with him. You know, and hopefully we can start to polish him up a little bit as we go along.
Has it, even perhaps in a small way, the uncertainty of what he was going to do maybe affected what you were able to do, just not knowing where he was going to be?
Well, of course it was. You know, I mean, the biggest problem this football club's had over the last couple of seasons is scoring goals. You know, the one thing we don't want to do is let a potentially, you know, a goal scorer leave your club. You know, and yes, we've had to do it in other cases, but at the same time, Jordan is great potential, and the good thing about young Jordan as well is that he has got, you know, the affinity of the fans here as well. You know, and I think that's a big bonus for everybody. Concern, including Jordan himself, you know, to come into your hometown club and start banging some goals in and be the absolute hero, which we're hoping will happen, you know, that's terrific for the boy. But to go away and start from scratch again, you know, it could be quite frustrating for him.
Jordan obviously made quite a name for himself last season, both in the first team and in the Youth Cup run. Now you've had a bit of time to work with them on the training ground. Who else from that team has maybe stood out for you and started to make a name in your mind for next season?
Well, listen, I mean, it's very difficult. You have to remember, although I've been in for maybe 6 or 7 weeks now, the boys have only been back a week, you know, so it's still a short space of time in which to get a feel of the players in terms of the footballing abilities. Yes, we've seen quite a bit of them, and yes, we've seen a lot of the players in and around the place, but it's difficult until you see them in competitive games. The ones that we had the last couple of games, I think one or two of the younger boys have done well. Young McAllister has come in and done okay in certain parts of the game. You've had two of the young boys who've scored goals as well. Phyllis Kirk does what he does, he scores goals. I see young Corey Gregory the other night scored a great goal against Worksop to win it. So one or two in those areas have been terrific from our point of view. George Long, you know, he played the other night. He looks like he's going to be a man mountain by the time he's 20 years old. You know, he's already towing it. Well, listen, everybody's bigger than me anyway, so I'm not one to judge that. But I think he's going to be a terrific asset for us. You know, so as we go along, you know, there's three or four of the boys there that we'll be pushing. You know, whether they're ready to play 46 games, that's arguable. You know, at this stage, but they will contribute during the season, and that's what we want. We want to start to blood one or two of the younger boys in, and give them a real good shot at playing.